Seems like the, you know, the older people, it's hard to get them to stand up. You say, come on, that's your birthday. I bet if we had a jar up here and we said, you get to come put your hand in, you'd say, it's mine. Amen. Amen. Maybe we need to try that, Brother Wimper, for the, amen, not for the children's church, but in here. Amen. And you get to stick it in there twice if you got an anniversary. Amen. That would really get them to stand up. Amen. I tell you, church, the Lord's good to us. He's good to us. It's good to have everybody here with us today. If you got your Bible, turn to the book of Numbers, chapter number 14. Amen. Numbers, chapter number 14. Thank you today, Lord. Amen. Amen. As I said earlier, you take Brother William on your heart and pray for him. He's going to be gone for a while, but I know the Lord can open a door up and make a way that he can get one of these jobs that's going to come available closer by and be able to be in God's house. So y'all just take Brother William on your heart and pray for him. If you ever had to work out of town, I have most of my life, and you realize how important it is there to be able to be in God's house and how much you miss it. So take him on your heart. Amen. The book of Numbers, at verse number 21, it says, "But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring unto the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today for your holy word that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit that we've already felt in this building today. And Lord, I plead your blood upon the remainder of this service. Lord, I pray that you would anoint me to speak this word. And Jesus, I ask that you would anoint their ears to receive it. And Lord, I know if anything's going to become of the remainder of this service, it's not because of any flesh, but it's because of you. And I pray that your will is going to be done. Lord, I ask that no one will leave like they come. But let them leave with a stirring, Lord. Let them leave with a stirring, Jesus, way inside of them today. And Lord, I pray today, Lord, that we'll all be encouraged today and that we'll be challenged. And Lord, we thank you for your holy word. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I read something here to you, and as I began to read this here, I began to think on what was really going on here. And we had a little get-together. I had a little Bible study with some of those that just got saved there Friday evening. They wanted to have a little Bible study, so we got together and just had a little Bible study. And we talked on the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And we got to some areas there that one thing that really stuck out in my heart, and it was the gift of miracles. And I shared with them that miracles can be positive as well as negative. Amen. And if a miracle happens and you're receiving it in a good way, it's positive to your side. But the one that does not happen in a positive way, it's a negative side. But yet it's still a miracle. Amen. And if I begin to read in God's Word, I begin looking here, and I seen something in here that really challenged my heart. Amen. It really challenged my heart. And I believe if you'll listen to it today, that it'll challenge your heart and it'll stir us. Amen. Because if we're not very careful, we can get to the point, just as my mother was teaching in Sunday school today, that we begin to do things in a routine, in an order that we're trying to make it to heaven according to our works. We say in our heart, if I pray so many minutes, I'm going to get an answer. If I read so many verses, I'm going to get an answer. And it becomes a ritual and it becomes a work. Amen. But church, we're not going to make it there by our works. It's that relationship that we have with Jesus Christ that's going to get us there. Amen. And as I see this, as we talk about the gift of miracles, amen, we have a generation that says, I will attend your church, I will be a part of your church if you can show me something. If you can show me something that's different from the church up the road or down the road, I will attend your church. Amen. And that should not be there. Amen. As I shared Friday night, I said we have people who have the gift of healing. We have people who have the gift of miracles. And if we're not careful, that becomes the total ministry that all they have is the gift of healing. But church, what is so bad about that? There's nothing wrong with being healed, and there's nothing wrong with having the gift of healing. I wish that we all had it. Amen. But what happens is some people say, I'm going to come and follow you because you can show me something. Amen. Because they're going to see somebody get healed. Amen. The church, the real reason that you and I come together is to see Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's to see Jesus. We've got to come together if we're going to see Jesus. We've got to lift him up because he's the reason. Amen. As we begin to study and look in those gifts of the fruit, you know, not the fruits of the Spirit, but the gift of the Spirit, we come to one that says the gift of faith. Amen. And I shared that the Bible has dealt to every man a measure of faith. Everybody possesses that measure of faith. But then there's that gift of faith where that person can stand up right in the midst of the worst trial in their life and say, hey, I know it's going to be all right because I trust in Jesus. Amen. And church, there's something that I read in my commentary that really stirred my heart. Amen. They said this here. Amen. You have the gift of healing. You have the gift of miracles. You have the gift of faith. But listen to this here. Wherever there's faith present and everybody has a measure of faith, when everybody has a right to pray for somebody, if you've been saved and you've got that measure of faith, and you do, amen, wherever faith is present, miracles, amen, and healings will take place. Amen. So that tells me right there, you don't got to rise up and say, I got the gift of faith. All you got to do is have a believing heart in you. And then we'll see miracles. And then we'll see healing take place. Why? Because if faith is present, these things are going to take place. Amen. But church, what happens to those that get their eyes strictly on the gifts? That they don't want to see nothing else but show me something. Amen. As I got through reading here, amen, these children of Israel, they seen the miracles that God done to get them out of Egypt. They seen that all that happened. They seen how He brung the flies. They seen how He turned the water to blood. They seen all the miracles that God did. But yet, when they got over that Red Sea and they got into going on that journey, amen, when they crossed that Red Sea, they begin to provoke the same God that had done these miracles. Amen. They begin to provoke Him. Amen. They begin to try Him. They begin to test Him. They begin to say, wait a minute, You brung us this far. I wished I was back in Egypt. Amen. I wished I was back where I started from. Amen. I'm telling you, church, they did not get to see that promised land. They wandered 40 years into that wilderness. Why? Because they were simply saying, show me something. Church, I got news for you. Showing you something ain't going to be enough for you. It is not going to be enough for you. Amen. There was something that happened right there. They said this here. It said, there's not none of you going to make it there. Save Caleb. We know that Joshua and Caleb is the only ones that made it. Caleb is the only ones that made it into the promised land. Amen. He said this here because Caleb, listen here, church, he eat the same food those people eat. He drank the same water those people drank. He seen the same miracles that those people see, but something was different about him. Amen. He attended the same things that they attended. Something was different about him. He had a different spirit with him. Amen. And I tell you, church, it's more than just coming to church and sitting down on a pew. It's more than seeing a miracle take place. It's more than seeing something that's either supernatural take place. It's that spirit that's with you. That's what matters today. Amen. Because Caleb, he was with them when all the miracles took place. He was right there. But yet something separated him from those people. They made it nowhere but in a wilderness, wandering around. But Caleb got to go to the promised land. Amen. And you might say, if I could only see this, if we could only see that, I'm telling you, church, when we begin to look at anything besides Jesus Christ, we have missed the mark. Amen. When you come to this church, I don't want you to see me. I don't want you to see who's leading the song service. I want you to see Jesus Christ, because everything that's happening in this church is pointing you towards there. Amen. He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can forgive you. He's the only one that can set you free today. And I'm telling you, church, don't get your eyes on man, because man will fail. But get your eyes on the one that can deliver you. His name is Jesus today. Amen. Because every one of these, they seen the same things. They eat the same food. They participated in the same journey. But yet, something was different about Caleb. Something was different. There was something on the inside. Amen. You know, everybody claims to be a Christian almost today. I meet so many people there. And, you know, I have, every now and then I meet one to tell me that he's going to hell. You know, he knows it. But 95% of them that I meet, Brother Ma, they tell me that they're ready to go. They're on the way. Amen. Amen. Even though they got fruit hanging off the tree, it don't look like the right kind of fruit. But they're ready to go. Amen. But there was something different about this man. What was the source of his energy? Amen. It wasn't what he seen out there. It was what he possessed in his heart. And I'm telling you, church, if you get your eyes on what you see out there instead of what you possess in your heart, you're going to fall. Amen. I tell you, we got to have a stirring deep down inside of us. We got to have something more than just show me a miracle. Something more than let me see somebody get healed. Something more than that. It's got to be a relationship with Jesus Christ if you're going to make heaven your home. Amen. Amen. Because we put all the emphasis on these other things, we open up the door for everything. Amen. Now, the gifts of the Spirit, they're there for a reason. That's to edify the body of God. That's to edify the church. Amen. That's to lift up that church and keep that church in order. Amen. And I'm not here to preach on the gifts today. I'm just telling you what, that if you all you want to do is get a gift, I got news for you. You ain't looking for the right reason. Because where faith abounds, these other things are going to take place. Amen. But what was the source of Caleb's desire? One of them was his desire. He had a different desire than the rest of them. Yes, when it come time to eat, he was right there with them. Yes, when it come time to participate in the things going on, he was right there. But he had a desire that was different from the rest of them. Amen. This desire is different from the rest of the people. Amen. Why? What made it different? Because you read in the Bible, he fully trusted in them. He was fully sold out. He was not half-heartedly. He was not in today and out tomorrow. He was fully sold out. And I tell you, church, that's the one that's going to possess the land. Them that have a desire and say, I'm sold out. I'm fully sold out. Amen. Not them that say, I'm partly sold out. Not them that say, I'm just about sold out. Amen. We know what they told Paul. Said, Paul, much learning has made thee mad, but thou hast almost persuaded me. Amen. He said, King Agrippa, not persuade you, but I wish that you would just go ahead and give your heart to the Lord. Amen. But church, that almost ain't going to get it. That almost only good in horse shows. I'm telling you today, church, you've got to be fully sold out. You've got to realize that there is no other way. You've got to realize that Jesus is the only way to heaven. You can't buy yourself in there. You can't drink yourself there. You can't talk yourself there. You've got to be sold out to Him. Amen. Amen. I want to read some more scriptures here. Amen. First of all, amen. Over in, we read here. Let me get it right here. Psalms 95, verse number 7. It says, For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. Amen. And the sheep of His hand. To the day, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Listen. And as in the days of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, they proved me and saw my works. But 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, It is a people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Amen. What was he saying? First of all, I recognize, for he is our God. Amen. I'm talking about something that had to be different about Caleb that made him different from the rest of the world. What happened, Sister Karen, that he realized he was God. Amen. He realized that he was God. Amen. And he also realized, this is my paraphrasing right now, that he was one of his sheep. Amen. And he was one of his sheep. Oh, let me tell you. And he realized that he was walking in the pastures that the God had created. Amen. And I tell you, church, we realize today that we are his sheep today. And church, we got to realize that he's still God today. And his glory still fills the world. And church, this is his pasture that we walk in today. And church, if we're going to follow him, we're going to have to stay sheep. Amen. What happened? Well, do you know that when you're walking in a pasture and you're a sheep, Caleb was walking in a pasture. And God was the shepherd of that pasture. Caleb had to have recognized, even though he was grazing in the same food that those people were grazing in, that there was something different, that he was a sheep. And you know what this tells me? That sheep don't have an opinion when it comes to God. If God said go, and I'm a sheep, I gotta go. If God says stand, and I'm a sheep, I got to stand. If he says back up, and I'm a sheep, I got to back up. And I tell you, that was a different spirit that Caleb possessed than that rebellious generation. Because all you ever hear is they grumbling. All you ever hear is they griping. All you ever hear is I don't like this. This is no good. This is no good. But something different about the man Caleb. He recognized that God was a God, and it was his pastor, and he was a sheep, and he had to follow where he said go. Amen. Now, amen. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, wait a minute. Brother Nick's the pastor. He's the pastor of this church here, and we're supposed to be part of his flock. Amen. Now, I want y'all to back up. We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about God. We're talking about God, and we are sheep. I am a sheep. Amen. And this is His pasture that we dwell in. Amen. And church, I got to realize there's some things according to God's Word. Amen. According to that Word up there in that book. Amen. That I don't have an opinion on. Amen. They're not. I can't question it. I can't say, well, Lord, I think we need to have a debate about this. Let me get three or four of the brothers around here. Let me get the board members in here. And we'll sit down with you and we'll discuss this and say, if we believe that we're doing the right thing, we'll follow you wholeheartedly. No, sirree. We are sheep. We don't have an opinion. If it says, thus saith God, we got to rise up and say, wait a minute, I'm a sheep and I got to follow Him. Amen. There was something different about that man, Caleb. Amen. Even though he eat the same food, he drink the same water, but it was a different spirit that went about him. Amen. It was a spirit that knew that God was still God and he was in control. Amen. And you know what that tells me? Also it says, Caleb's going to go to the promised land and his seed's going to possess it. Oh, let me tell you, if I got a rebellious spirit in my house, amen, and I'm the head of my house, and I got a rebellious heart inside of me, amen, what I do is going to have an effect on my kids, amen, amen, because Joshua, because Caleb, he sold out to God, he fully trusted in Him, amen. Not only was he going to possess the land, but it was going to have an effect on that seed, his children, that were going to come behind him, amen. And church, I got news for you, if we'll raise our children up, knowing and teaching them that God is still God, and we're nothing more than sheep, and the world is full of His glory, and this is His pasture. That He's in control. Amen. And we got to follow Him. Oh, let me tell you, church. Amen. Amen. You know, as I read this here, I thought about, I've just seen it so many times there. You know, we all, and I've done it a lot of times myself, and I know I've seen people do it. In this church, I've done it a lot of times myself, and I've seen a lot of, well, just about anybody. That's just our nature. I'll put it that way. We'll tell somebody, oh, sister so-and-so got healed up there last night. You got to come. Amen. People's getting healed. People's getting saved. Amen. But church, if we're not careful, we'll put more emphasis on the healing. We'll put more emphasis on the deliverance. Amen. And we'll leave Jesus out. Amen. Amen. Just as I said, if that faith is present, them healings and those miracles are going to take place. I got news, Brother Steve, if Jesus is present. Oh, if Jesus is present, let me tell you, all these other things are going to take place. But what we got to tell that world out is that He's there. He's up there. Jesus is present. Oh, amen. And the rest of us are going to follow. Amen. Why? Because He's still God. He's still in control. And He's still going to take care of His people today. Amen. I don't got to coach nobody up here because somebody gets healed. Amen. I was telling them there. Friday night there, about one Wednesday night, there was three that got healed in here. Amen. We never preached. We never sung a song. We just started praying. And three got healed in here on a Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. What happened? That faith was present and God was in control and the miracles and the healing just showed up. Amen. I don't got to run to Benny Hinn and say, blow on me, brother. I don't got to go to Oral Roberts and say, lay your hand on me, brother. All I got to do is have that faith and the rest is going to show up. Oh, let me tell you, church, He is still God, and we are His sheep, and this is pasture that we eat in. Amen. Oh, I tell you, church, there was a difference about that man. Amen. He had a desire. He followed Him fully. Listen here, he possessed a different attitude than those around him. Amen. That attitude. I know I preach on attitudes a lot. Amen. I joke with Denise sometimes. I said this a couple weeks ago. Maybe I said it on Wednesday night. She wasn't here. Y'all pray for me, man. You know, I joke with her. She got up there and I looked over and I said, well, I guess your gas tank's half empty today. You know, because of our attitudes. We can look at it either half full or we can look at it as half empty. Amen. And church, that man, Caleb, he had a different attitude about things. It wasn't, I'm tired of eating this quail. It was, Lord, I thank You for the quail. Amen. It wasn't tired of eating this manna. Lord, I thank You for the manna. Amen. There was something different about it. And I'm telling you, that's the one that's going to possess the land. Amen. It said that they proved Me. They seen My work. They seen My mighty power. They seen the strong hand of God. But yes, they had an attitude that was different from that of Caleb. Caleb was faithful, but yet they grumbled and complained. I've got news for you. There ain't going to be no grumblers and complainers in heaven. Amen. They're still going to be walking this earth. Amen. Because see, that grumbling and complaining, there ain't none of that up there. Amen. What's up there is His sheep. His sheep that love to graze in His pasture. Oh, let me tell you. You know what? I guess if it tastes good, you ain't supposed to eat it. You know, that's the new diet nowadays. If it tastes good, you eat it, it's going to kill you. You know, that's the new diet. Amen. You need to stay away from, I guess, everything. Boil your water before you drink it. Amen. That's how it's going today. Amen. But I got news for you. Amen. There's always something that's sweet out there. And every one of us has a sweet tooth. I got a whole mouthful of them. Amen. Amen. I can't help it. I got a good cook. Now, she can cook you some sweets. Amen. And she knows how to do it. Let me tell you what. But you can't bring them into the house because I'm going to eat them. Amen. Amen. But church, we've got to realize that there's a lot of things out there, and this flesh has a sweet tooth for it that's in that world that we crave, we have a desire for, but it's bad for our health if we'll simply say, Lord, I'm going to stay in the pasture that you have, and I'm going to graze where you want me to graze. I'm going to do what you want me to do. We'll find out that we'll be a lot more healthier spiritually, amen, because spiritually, if we get out there and get the wrong nourishment, it's going to tear us down, it's going to mess us up, but if we'll stay where the Lord leads us, I got news for you, we'll be victorious. Amen. But Caleb had an attitude to allow God to control his life. And God can't use somebody that he cannot control. He absolutely cannot use. And I tell you, church, a testimony against all of us, he used a donkey one time. He used a donkey one time. Had that old donkey speak. Lord, help us, help us, help us. He used a donkey and he can't use some of us. I always thought that nothing was more stubborn than a mule. Amen. I thought mules had stubborn in the dictionary. They had a picture of a mule standing there. But God used a donkey to speak one time. But yet there's some in this house today that God cannot use. Oh, my God, news for you. If we're going to ever possess the land, we've got to get the attitude and the spirit that Caleb had. And say, God, I want you to be in control. I want you to be in control. Amen. 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 I thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you. Listen to this here. Amen. I want to turn over here and read something here. Matthew verse number 12. Oh, let me back up here. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 1. It says that the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowly. O you hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Amen. Church, as I read this, where did they want the... I've never seen it before. Brother Jamie, that's one of them new things that just shows up. Where did they want the sign from? They wanted that sign out of heaven. Amen. Church, they wanted the sign out of heaven. Amen. They wanted something to take place or appear out of heaven that would deal with their hearts. And I tell you today that the church is looking in the same direction. We want something out of heaven when it's happening right at our feet all the time and we cannot recognize it. I'm telling you, they said, show us a sign out of heaven and we'll be convinced. But church, it was standing right there in front of us. Jesus was the sign and they could not even see it. How many times have the Holy Ghost moved in this building? But yet, we're looking for something that's out of heaven and it's already here. Oh, let me tell you. He said, you can discern the skies. You can look at the skies and see this evening time is red, it's going to be pretty, amen. But you can wake up in the morning and see the sky is red and you know it's going to be bad, amen. But you cannot discern the signs of the time. You can't discern, amen. But churches, I look at that. I got a little note wrote up there in my book, amen. You can turn your TV on. You can go over to the Weather Channel. Or better yet, amen, I got a shrimp boat. You know what I can do, Brother Hollinger? I can get on the internet and I can track them data buoys all over this Gulf. I can go to the data buoy off of Mississippi, and I can log on that data buoy. It'll tell me how hard the wind's blowing at this very moment. It'll tell me how high the seas are. It'll give me a record of how they've been for hours before that. Amen. And I can see that the wind shifted out of the northwest over there. And I can go to the data buoy off here and see it's blowing out of the southwest. And I can tell them and say, look here, you got about 10 hours before that front hits you. You better run for cover. Why? Because we can discern the sky today, church. But yet, we will not discern the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. I thank you, church. We got to rise up. He's still God, and we're still His sheep, and He's still in control today. We can. You look at that TV. They'll show you a picture of that big old hurricane down there, and they're discerning which direction it's going to go. Telling them where to get prepared. And I thank the good Lord that they can do that. Amen. I thank the Lord they can do that. I hate to be like it was in the 1900s when that hurricane hit Galveston, killed 7,000, I believe it was. Amen. Why? Because they didn't discern what was happening. Amen. They was discerning it, but they was behind. Amen. They had said it was going to New Orleans to start with, I believe it was. Amen. But church, when it hit Galveston, they give them a warning that it was coming. And that's what's going to happen, Brother Bill, when Jesus hits this earth. Amen. Then the warning's going to come out. But Brother John, it's going to be too late. Amen. He said, we're looking for a sign out of heaven. Show us a sign. Every time somebody speaks in the Holy Ghost, you've seen a sign right there. Every time somebody comes and gives their heart to Jesus Christ, you've seen a sign right there. Every time that somebody gets delivered, you've seen a sign right there. Every time that the convicting power of the Holy Ghost tells you, you don't need to go there, you don't need to watch that, you don't need to do that, you've seen a sign right there. But yet, we're looking beyond. Amen. We're looking out there. We're wanting something big. We want the sun to stand still. We want the earth to quake. We want something. But I tell you, Elijah did the same thing. But God was in that still, small voice. Amen. There was something different about Caleb. He had a different spirit with him than the whole rest of them that seen all those signs. Amen. Now I'm going to go to Matthew chapter number 12. Verse 37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. Now we got a different account than what we had from the other one. Amen. If we could see a sign from thee, amen. Church, we've got to realize there's an old saying, show me the money. We want the fruit before we see the tree. In our society nowadays, you don't have to go out to an apple tree and pick apples. You don't have to go out to an orange tree and pick oranges. You don't have to go out to a plum tree and pick plums. What happens, Sister Amy, is we see the evidence without seeing the tree. And you know what, Brother Wayne, if I'm not careful, my children will grow up thinking that they make plums, that they make apples, that they make oranges, that they do not grow on a tree. And that's what happened today in the church world today in the religious realm. Amen. They think all I got to do is go up there and pick it. They don't think there was nothing to do with the producing part of it. Show me a sign. Well, I tell you, church, when faith is present, these signs and these wonders, they'll be there. But I'm telling you, until we get Jesus present, the signs don't need to be here. Because that devil can deceive people with signs. That devil has power to work miracles, church. So if you got your eyes only on a healing ministry, only on a miracle ministry, that's the fruit and the only fruit that you care about, I got news. You can be deceived. Because that devil can do miracles. He can do miracles. Believe me, he can. He can do miracles. But he said this, out of thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen. By thy words I can be justified out of those words. And by those words, thou can be condemned. I got news for you, church. Amen. Do you know that every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Amen. That's going to happen according to God's Word. But, oh, but let me tell you what. Today, you can be justified. Why? Because you can say, Lord, I'm glad I got to be a part of the family of God. Amen. Or you can be condemned by those same words that saying, Lord, I wish that man would shut up so I could get out of here and get back to my house. He's a lunatic. He ain't got no sense whatsoever. But I got news for you, church. We can be justified. How can we be justified? Why? We've got to possess that Caleb had way back there. He had a, amen. He knew that God was in control, and he knew that whatever God did was going to be right for his life. Why? Well, a little issue when he said, y'all go out and spy the land. Get them all out there. 10 of them come back and said, they giants in that land. Lord, they giants in that land. Here come old Joshua and Caleb. Oh, let me tell you, I'm about to have a spell right here. Amen. Out of thy words, I can be justified, or out of thy words, I can be condemned. Amen. Amen. There's 10 already condemned over there. Said there's giants in the land. Amen. There's 10 of them already condemned. There's some in this church right here saying, I can't live that kind of life. There's no way. I don't want to be that away. I don't want to be a part of that. You already condemned yourself. But there's others sitting in here that said, Lord, I love you with all my heart. I'm trusting you with all my heart. You've done been justified. You've done been forgiven. You've done been set free. Amen. But Joshua and Caleb rose up and said, we're well able to possess the land. I tell you, there was something different about them. Why? They had a different attitude. They knew that God was still in control. And church, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. You know, there's giants in our life every day. You may be facing a financial problem. That may be a giant in your life. You may be facing a physical problem. That may be a giant in your life. But I've got news for you. By those words, you can be justified. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. I've got news for you. All we can say is just as well quit and give up. And by those same words, you can be condemned. Oh, church, I got news for you. That million people that marched out of Egypt, only two got to the promised land. Moses didn't even get to go there. He got to see it. See, Moses eat, drink, same food with that bunch. You know what happens? His anger finally got the best of him one day. So to speak into that rock, he reared back and hit it. Amen. Amen. He reared back and hit it. He disobeyed God. Disobeyed God. Why? Where did this arrive from? Where did that come from? It was the crowd that he was hanging with. They're God's chosen people. But I've got news for you. If it's sour, it's sour. If you don't like sour, don't put it in your mouth. Amen. Church, I got news for us. We may have to dwell in this world. We may have to live in this world. But we don't have to participate with every part of this world. There's a line that I must draw in that sand of my life, my spiritual life. I'm not going to be rude to that one that's not a believer. I'm not going to be cruel. I'm not going to be judgmental. I'm not going to put him down. I'm not going to condemn him. But I tell you what, I'm not going to participate with him. I'm not going to go where he goes. I'm not going to do the things he does. But yet I'm going to love him. And I'm going to say, if you'll just see Jesus, if you'll trust in Jesus, he'll save you and deliver you. But too many days, too many times has come through the Pentecostal rim that we pointed that finger. And we pointed that finger at them. Instead of showing them love, we showed them bitterness. Amen. Those children of Israel were God's chosen people. They come out of Egypt. He delivered them. But what was the testimony that they left in that Bible right there? They left the testimony of bitterness and rebellion. A rebellious generation. And God said, they ain't coming to my promised land. And I've got news for us today, church. Only those that have, only the pure in heart's going to see God. And those that possess that same attitude that Caleb had back then, that same attitude that God is still in control, they're the ones that's going to make it to heaven. Oh, I tell you, church, it's not by our works. It's not by what we give. It's not by what we donate. It's that relationship that we have with Jesus Christ when I got down on my knees and said, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned and come into my heart and make me a new creature. Oh, I didn't look to the right. I didn't look to the left to see who was standing by me. I was simply saying, Lord, I need you because you are the shepherd and I am a sheep and this is your pasture that I dwell in. Because see, he said, some sheep have gone astray. But he says this, I'll leave that 99 to go after that one. With every head bowed and every eye closed. Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Jesus. Yea, for behold, I say unto thee this day, that thou hast strayed, that thou hast turned away. But I say unto thee this day, that my hand is stretched out for you. Return back to the fold. With every head bowed and every eye closed.